Thanks for your Hooters love and support during these difficult times. We'll always be here to offer a welcome escape from this crazy world with our amazing Hooters girls and fun-loving atmosphere. We know it can be tough to get out with friends and family these days, but don't worry, we've got you covered. It's fall, the game's on, and there's nothing better than Hooters to go to pull it all together for a great time. Hooters, our place or yours, we'll make it fun. Visit originalhooters.com.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We roll on with Season 5. I believe this is already Episode 30, appropriate that we have hit Week 9, which is the official midpoint of the National Football League season. We're well past the midpoint of the fantasy football regular season. And as of this week, we're actually a week past the end of what would be the midseason point of our full season, if you include how your playoffs should be ending in week 16. As I've said for many years here on the podcast, if you are playing fantasy football in week 17 for any reason other than daily fantasy, you need to get in a new league or you need to fire your commissioner. Before I go further, let me thank Hooters for their ongoing support and sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. They have been the presenting sponsor for seasons 2, 3, 4, and 5. Thank you, Hooters, for all you do. And if you, like me, live in the greater Tampa Bay area, there are 11 original Hooters brand locations from which you can choose to do takeout or dine in. I'd also like to thank Bill Curry Ford for their ongoing support of not only my podcast, but also the distributor of this podcast, JoeBucksFan.com. I had a bit of a tire emergency. What problem with the tire isn't an emergency? Earlier this week, and I changed all my plans as I was driving and got an indication on my Ford that I had low tire pressure. It was a problem that I had had the day before that I thought some air took care of. It was not. Certainly didn't want to be somewhere parked, come to my car. I have a flat tire. Then I have to call a tow truck or put on the spare and then go get that tire changed. Instead, I just went immediately to Bill Curry Ford, where I've met so many good people over the last year. 2020 hasn't had a lot of highlights, but for me, my interaction with Sean Sullivan and Mark Wilty in both the dealership and the service and parts department has been tremendous. I simply showed up. I wrote off that I was going to be there for a couple hours, but I'm like, you know what? It's got to get done. And if it was going to take a while, it was going to take a while. They've often just put me in a new Ford vehicle to rent for one day. So I could go on about my business and cutting webcasts and podcasts or going to play golf or whatever. Mark Wilty saw me, immediately took the keys to my vehicle, said, let me go see what's wrong with it. Came back, showed me a picture of the tire 10 minutes later. Then 10 minutes later, he pulls up with my vehicle. Tire was patched. He said, look, let's try this before we spend money on a new tire. I think you'll be okay for a little while. Let's get you out of here. Boom. I'm serious. It was that fast. And that is why Bill Curry Ford has been the choice of so many Tampa Bay residents for generation on generation of buying and servicing Ford products. Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Bill Curry Ford, who jumped in when Hooters, for safety reasons, didn't want to host any fantasy football drafts. We saved one of the leagues this year in the podcast by hosting on the showroom floor after business had closed at Bill Curry Ford. Email for the fantasy podcast is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. You need the keyword for me to respond to your email. The keyword for week 9 is Alexander. Alexander is the keyword, as in Gil Alexander, who I do weekly segments with on the Vegas Stats and Information Network, which you can find online at VSiN.com or, of course, on SiriusXM. Gil is terrific for me. Very knowledgeable host, one of the hardest working guys in the business. now that he's working a night gig as well on a network independent of VEASAN. I look forward to seeing Gil next week in Las Vegas on a return visit to the South Point and the VEASAN studios at the South Point. But yeah, the keyword this week is Alexander. Put it in the subject line or early in the content of your email. And remember, I'm only here to give you a second opinion. Most of you get that, although I did have an email this week from a very nice gentleman who had a lot of questions, but he gave me one of those, I have these, and which one don't I play? And I said, look, I don't do that. I said, you tell me what you're thinking. I want to know what you're thinking, and then I'll give you a second opinion. But I don't pick your starters, and you don't pick mine. We're all playing fantasy football, and in the end, it's our decision. I want you to be accountable, but I'll offer you a second opinion. But I want to know where your mindset is at. And his email actually led perfectly into this podcast today. So I thank that gentleman for his email. I heard from Tony Tega for the first time this year. Tony's been a very regular with the podcast. Thank you, Tony. It was good to hear from you. Thank you all for continuing to listen to the podcast and playing along with the keywords. I know I'll get more and more of your emails as we get closer and into your fantasy playoffs. So, matchups are overrated. I've been waiting weeks to tell you this because I wanted to do more research on it. And I talked to Gil Alexander on VEASAN on Thursday about this. I feel very strongly now that it's paralysis by analysis, which is often a term used in golf. I play golf not only very fast, but by the time I stand over the ball, I am ready to hit. I don't take a lot of time. Virtually everyone who plays golf with me says the same thing. Now, I'd like to slow down my backswing a little bit. Not as slow as NB Park. Thank you for the two of you who know who that is. But I'd love to slow down my backswing. That wouldn't make me play slower. It would just likely make the physics of my golf swing a bit more effective because it's not like I'm trying to Bryson DeChambeau it. But when I stand over the ball, I have already decided in my head what I need to do, where the target is, and how to achieve reaching or getting close to that target. One of the many things that aggravates me about the great game of golf are people who take too long once they are in position to hit. I may not be a great golfer, but I will never be accused of doing that. It is paralysis by analysis. And I think all of us, to some level in fantasy football, do a little bit of this. And it's just because of what we're exposed to. And I'll give you an example. So my three favorite fantasy shows to watch on television in no particular order are the ESPN2 Sunday morning show Fantasy Football Now, when it's actually on the air and not bumped for the agonizingly long post-race coverage of Formula One. I get that there are Formula One fans out there. The post-race coverage takes forever. Race over. Good night, everyone. Make the post-race coverage a separate program that doesn't cut into people who play fantasy football on Sunday mornings, at least specific to the American audience. I also like the fantasy show on ESPN Plus. I've started to watch that again now that I have some access to ESPN Plus. And I like NFL Fantasy Live on NFL Network with a former coworker of mine that I didn't know real well at Sporting News Radio, but a talented guy, very nice guy as well, named Marcus Grant. Loves Cynthia Freeland. Her information is some of the best out there. She's actually one of the best women on sports television these days in terms of her knowledge and her presentation. Outstanding. Rank is interesting, but that's Rank. And there are a lot of personalities on that show. Maurice Jones-Drew is fun on that show, as an example. So those are the three shows I watch. In all of them, they talk a lot about matchups. Well, they're filling a lot of time. I think you and I can either listen to too much of that or do too much on our own, and we make changes in our lineup or consider changes in our lineup we shouldn't consider. So when I tell you matchups are overrated, this is what I want us to stop doing. And I'll admit, I'm guilty of this too. There are certain players that you drafted or you traded for or you picked up on waivers who should be in your lineup every week, regardless of the matchup. Players like that do not sit just because the matchup is bad. For example, Alvin Kamara isn't sitting this week in your lineup. Now, that's a very exaggerated example, but I'm sure there's someone listening to this podcast who actually is considering that because of the matchup against the Bucs defense. The answer is no. And even if you factor in, I think Kamara had a bit of a foot or ankle that limited. No. All right, let's go back last week. In the always hard-hitting Ravens-Steelers game, there were some that were considering sitting James Conner. A nice back-end RB1. Some would say, maybe RB1 slash 2. Fine. I look at touches. James Conner to me is an RB1. He had come into that game with three straight double-digit fantasy performances. Three straight. Undefeated team. We all know the history of the Steelers and Ravens. They're fun games to watch. They're much more fun to watch than if you were one of the players because they're physical. Ravens defense, oh, God, I don't know. James Conner produced double-digit fantasy points for the fourth straight week. The matchup did not interrupt his production. On the flip side, by the way, and granted, this was more of a dart throw, although he's gotten more touches in recent weeks. That's why I tell you, you want guys who touch the ball. Gus Edwards had double-digit fantasy points against the Steeler defense. Now, that was tougher to predict. The pattern was the touch count, as Gus Edwards was being picked up almost as much as the rookie running back was being dropped last week leading up to that game. Point being, James Conner beat the matchup. Earlier this year, Allen Robinson, and I know Allen Robinson's kind of it's an odd wide receiver. He's like the running back on a bad team. He's the wide receiver with the bad now slash quarterback in Nick Foles, going from Trubisky to Foles. Robinson touches the ball. Robinson is someone, if you own him, he's in your lineup every week. And earlier this year, Bears had a game against the Colts, and even Vegas said immediately the Bears were, how did that line go? The line looked a little odd for whatever reason. Okay. It was one of those rare low-scoring games in the NFL because the Colts defense can play. Now, they've had some injuries recently. They're getting healthier again. But they were healthy in that game, and there were some Allen Robinson owners who were like, I can't play him against the Bear defense, and that was the end of it. Allen Robinson put up 101 yards and a touchdown. Okay, he got the touchdown and those yards in garbage time. Do they still count? Yeah, they do. And it wasn't like the Bears were down 25 points. They're not a bad team. In the end, Robinson still produced, which generally he does because the touch counts are there, which is even tougher for a wide receiver to do than a running back like Conner. Wide receiver touch counts vary more than running back touch counts when we're talking about solid starters. Don't look solely at the matchup. And if you're going to use the matchup, use it as a tiebreaker for a wide receiver two or a flex play. Most of the time, look at the production of the actual player rather than being deterred by the matchup. Now, another flip to this is I played Travis Fulgham last week. I had picked him up a couple of weeks before because I saw how he was trending in the right direction with Carson Wentz and the Philadelphia Eagles. So I did not play T. Higgins, which I'd been doing in recent weeks, and I played Travis Fulgham instead. Why? Because Fulgham was going up against the Dallas Cowboys. If it is one of those situations, Fulgham had a great matchup against the lousy Cowboy pass defense. It was more of, okay, I like this play down the board as my flex because he's going up against a bad team rather than, oh, I have to sit. Let me give you another one of my receivers. Oh, I have to sit Keenan Allen because he's going up against a good team. Would I have sat Keenan Allen had he been, which I didn't, but let's say Keenan Allen was going up against, okay, the Colts, healthy. Would I have sat Keenan Allen for a bad matchup in favor of Travis Fulgham in a good matchup? Hell no. That's the point I'm making in this podcast. Sure, the TV shows and the podcasts and the webcasts are going to talk about the matchups. They are overrated. They should not be the main factor in your decision. The main factor in you building a fantasy lineup is having good, consistent players who produce. And the more of them you have, the better fantasy team you have, and you don't sit them for a bad matchup. There was another example about a month ago where I talked one of you into not sitting a clear wide receiver two, like a high to mid wide receiver two, who had a bad matchup, and the listener was considering starting this other wide receiver, and I was like, okay, I got to look this up. I'm going to defer on this. And I looked up the Patrick Daugherty rankings, which are some of the best out there on RotoWorld each week, and they're free. A lot of RotoWorld isn't free. The Patrick Daugherty weekly rankings by position are free, and he does factor in matchups, but he doesn't move somebody 20 points up the board or 20 points down the board because of matchup. And I looked up the two players that one of you, as a listener, said the guy he wanted to sit in Daugherty's rankings was ranked in the high 20s. That's a wide receiver too. And would probably have been ranked in the teens had it not been for the matchup. So the matchup was factored in Patrick Daugherty's ratings. Patrick Smart. The wide receiver that this listener was considering playing instead of the established wide receiver two that Daugherty ranked in the high 20s, was ranked in the high 40s. No! Don't do that. You're overthinking it. Look, fantasy football is fun to play. It's fun to think about. It gives us a distraction from an otherwise shitty year for most of us. Matchups are overrated. Only if I were to give you a guide, here's where you use a matchup. If the matchup is really good for a player on your bench or a flex play, that's where it goes in. That's where you consider it if you can make room. But you're not going to make room by benching a clear and consistent wide receiver one, wide receiver two, RB1, RB2. You're not doing that. Any questions, just email me at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. The week 9 keyword is Alexander. Use it in the subject line or the base of your email somewhere. And please get your emails in before you go to bed on Saturday night. I will answer them before I go to bed on Saturday night. I do not have time to answer your emails on Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon during action because of all the things I have going on with my own leagues, my golf tournaments, playing golf, and other things that I just am doing on Sunday or cleaning up the mess made from Saturday night with whatever fun I was having it at my place. Usually it's not that bad. I'm old. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Keyword week 9, Alexander. I welcome your emails. I thank you for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters. We'll talk to you next time.